Jesus, to be like Jesus, on earth I long to be like him. All through life's journey, from earth to glory, I only ask to
let us pray. Dear precious Lord Jesus, Father, our desire this morning is to be like you.
Amen.
And Father God, we love you.
Yes.
And though Father, it may be raining gloomy outside, but Father, inside, we have this light,
yes,
the light of the Son of God.
Yes.
Father, you are light,
yes,
and where thou art, there can be any darkness.
Yes.
So, Father, today we come to you. We live in the light. We fellowship with that light, and we fellowship one another, and we come to you, O God. Our desire is to be more like you. We love you because you love us first.
Amen.
And you died for us. O God, you died to restore us back to the fellowship we had with you before the foundation of the world.
Amen.
So, God, this morning, we pray that may help us.
Yes.
Help us, Father, to fulfill our purpose in life.
Yes.
Help us, Father, to be more like you.
Amen.
Oh God, help us to realize, Father, that we must live at the center of your perfect will.
Yes.
Father, we commit this servant to your hand this morning. Bless us. Help me, Father, to share these few thoughts you put on my heart. Bless each one. Bless the heart, Father. And Lord, we pray that may you bless the tithes and offerings, Father. And Lord, may everything go well. We commit all to your hands. In Jesus' name, we ask it. Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated. I'm not using slide today. Yeah. Right. I'm trying to save my hand. All right, so today, well, we are going to continue on the Lord's Prayer. And who can tell me what petition we are on now? What petition are we on? I know the book were not here, so who can remember what petition we are on? Yes. Thank you. That's very easy. You know, and please, brethren, you know, study the word. You know, when we usually what a minister can bring here, most of the time is just the tip of the iceberg. And, you know, God, like even the prophet, God allow him in how many years he preached, he can just hit the high spot. And when we study, that will bring us deep down.
Amen.
And that's the reason why today, as mercy believers, we should really study hard.
Amen.
Study the message. We should not just sit and say, you know what? And I like what Brother Barry said last time. We cannot just sit and say, oh, you know, the prophet said it. That's not true. Yes, the prophet said it, but the prophet never says sit on your laurels and not study it.
Amen.
We all have to study hard. So God, and with the help of the Holy Spirit, God can reveal more unto us.
Amen.
But whatever God reveals to us will never be different from what the prophet had to. But it will give us a deeper understanding.
Amen.
But when, all right, so study. And I don't mean to rebuke you, but the Lord's Prayer, you see, we spend quite a long time. Is it worth the time that we spend so far? Are you enjoying it?
Amen.
I can take the Lord, we can take the Lord's Prayer and preach in one service, but that just make it like a ceremonial prayer. But now it's the only prayer that God taught us, so we are going deep into it and see what really God wants us. So when you go home, after we do, going through the Bible, try to study it a little bit deeper. And there are many, many more things that, like the Old Testament that I can even bring in. Like even our Father, there are many, many more things. But like I said, we have to cut it somewhere and move on so we can get to the prayer. So last time, as we see in the past lesson, we saw last year that the Lord's Prayer contains everything that a Christian needs in your life, from cradle to grave, as you call it. All right? So today, let's take the Matthew 6:10. So today we are going to see the third petition. That will be done on earth. So let us rise and read. We'll read the scripture quickly. Okay, Matthew 6:10. So in Matthew 6:10, as you can see in Matthew 6:10, we have two petitions there. The first one says, "Thy kingdom come," period, right? And then the second says, "Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven," all right? So today we are looking at the other, we are going to see the third petition. So the title today is, "Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven." Amen. All right, and then let's look at Luke 22:42. But let me start from 39. This is the garden and the garden. "And he came out and went as he went to the Mount of Olives, and the disciple also followed him. And when he was at the place, he said unto them, Pray that ye enter not into temptation. And he was withdrawn from them about a stone cast, and kneeled down and prayed, saying, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done." So as you can see here, Jesus not only taught us that prayer at the third petition, but he practiced it, he proved it, he implemented it, so we can see. You may be sitting. May the Lord add a blessed reading of the word. All right? So he not only taught us that petition, but he implemented it.
Amen.
Amen? To show that every child of God, you see, Jesus was God, but he came down in flesh to save us, to take our place, to the place of sinner. So when taking our place, that make him, like one of us, a subject of the kingdom of God. And every subject of the kingdom of God, amen, is subject to the rule, to the perfect will of God. So he proved to us, when he was there, if it's possible that you take this away, but not my will, but thine will be done. Amen? So as I said, the Lord's Prayer contains everything a Christian needs for his journey on earth. And we saw that the prayer has seven petitions. Isn't that interesting? That, and you see, I'm sure before ever myself, before I really start studying this, I didn't really notice that there's seven petitions in the Lord's Prayer. For me, it's just the Lord's Prayer, we pray. But God is perfect in serving the number of perfection, right? Let me read something for you here. Brother Branham said, there are seven qualifications to make the statue of a, listen to her, there is seven qualifications to make the statue of God. There are seven church ages that God has brought the church to this qualification. And he's had seven messengers to do it. There is seven, seven, seven. See, seven is God's number of completion, and three is God's perfect number. So So you see there in that prayer, God displayed what I just read to you here in that prayer. All right? There is 7 is a number of completion, God's perfect number of completion. And there is God's perfect number. And 3 is God's perfect number. So there's 3 and 7 and 7, 3. So mathematically, spiritually, by the word, by the witness of the Holy Ghost, all of it has completed the things together. So, as I told you, if you notice well, the first repetition has nothing, it all belongs to God. All right? And Brother Brown said 3 is a perfect number of God. But in the whole petition, you have 7, a number of completion. I told you that the Lord's Prayer has everything you need from cradle to grave. When God says it's finished, have everything in there. Amen. Amen? Amen? So you see how perfect God is. So can you tell me what author could possibly sit down and put things together like that? There's none. So the Bible is divine. Amen? Amen? When unbelievers, we say, oh, the Bible is a book of fables. If God really one time, we will take just the first sentence that was spoken in the Bible. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now, in English or any other language, we won't see it. But we're going to see it in the original language that we thought God spoke that. Okay? Bereshit bara Elohim et hashamayim ve'et haaretz. That's in Hebrew. It's all 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7. So the beginning, God yet displayed his perfection. He displayed his completion. And we know that Brother Bram said God knows the end before the beginning. He, when he started, he already ended. He already ended it from the beginning. He showed his perfection. And when the only prayer that he taught mankind, he displayed there. That's my prayer. And the 3, when you come to me, you have to come to me at the perfect God. Amen. 3. So we are on the 3rd petition today. Amen?
Amen.
So, now, Brother Bram said, people said you make too much noise. Brother Bram said, this is the quietest place you ever live in. If you go to heaven, the angels are singing day and night, holy, holy, holy unto the Lord. Amen? Amen? So, what is the will of God? That's what we're going to look at today. What is the will of God? Amen?
Amen.
We saw that, so the first 3 petitions, and I'm going to spend some time there, is a right approach to God. Amen? The right approach to God is the first 3 petitions. When you come to him as a child of God, you have to approach him the proper way. Amen?
Amen.
Now let me read something for you here. Brother Bram said, just a few moments ago, hobbling along behind the curtain, when I was standing there shaking hands with some of my friends, a little girl put me in the mind of the one in Finland. She was polioed. She had braces over her limbs and walking out crutches. She passed by and looked up, and tears came in her little eyes. I hugged her up in my arms, and as certain as I'm standing in this pulpit, that child will walk without the crutches or without assistance. You see, it's her attitude, her approach. See, it's your attitude. You have to come with the right kind of an approach to God. And God didn't want us to just, you know, he didn't just leave us like that. So when he was teaching that prayer, he taught us that. That when you come, you have to come the right way. Amen? Hallowed thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Amen? Amen. Brother, so you have to come with the right kind of an approach to God. If you come selfish, if you come in any other approach but the right mental attitude towards God or any divine gift, you'll never receive any benefit from it. Amen?
Amen.
You've got to come with your surrender all to God. Look at a Syrophoenician woman. She was told by Jesus, "It's not right for me to take the children's bread and feed you dogs." What would you have said if he had called you a dog? You have said, "I'll join the next church," but not her. She knew who she was talking to. She said, "Lord, that's right. You are so right in that. But the dog is willing to eat the scrap under the master's table." That got him. That was it. That's what he's waiting for you to do. Humble yourself into such a place, no matter how God sends it to you. Because you are going to ask him, you see, you are going to ask him for a prayer. Oh, I tell you, when I begin to study this Lord's Prayer, it made me saw the Bible totally differently. Like I said, when I began to study in 2013 or 2014, my church in Pennsylvania. But this time around, I asked myself something deeper. Each time you go in, you go a little bit deeper. Amen. So, you know, we read the Lord's Prayer, you know, people and the ceremony. But God was trying to give you, listen, you're going to ask me things. You see, the next four is all asking, "Do this for me, do this for me, do this for me." But God is trying to tell us, before you begin to ask me, "Do this for me, do this for me, do this for me," this is what I want you to do. Amen. You do 1, 2, 3. You come to the right approach. Amen? Amen? So it doesn't matter how I give it to you, you're asking me, right? So it doesn't matter how I bring it to you, you are okay, right? "Yes, Father." Amen? Okay, no matter how God sends it to you, if you are healed instantly, if you are healed by degrees, if you are put off like Abraham was 25 years waiting for the promise, but instead of getting weak, he got stronger all the time, giving praise to God, just so that you know that God promised it and you accept it for yourself, it's got to come to pass. And let me read another thing here. And Brother Brown say here, and that's in "As the Eagle Stirreth Up Her Nest," 59. "And may I go on record just now saying this, that I believe that the right mental attitude towards any divine promise of God will bring it to pass. If you can take the right attitude towards that promise, for the promise is seed. A seed goes into the ground, and if it's germinated seed, got life in it, it will bring forth its kind. If it's put in a proper place, if a seed is put into the ground, and Jesus said the word of God was a seed, a man sow. He was the man that sowed it. And then if the word of God is a seed, and the seed is put in a proper condition, in a heart full of faith, it will make every promise live, bring forth what it's promised." Amen?
Amen?
So, you see that little prayer? If you take Lord's Prayer, you can fit up a brand message ministry into the Lord's Prayer. Because that's God who came. That's Elohim. In fact, that's the prayer that he taught us. He have everything.
Amen.
Amen. That's why I said we can spend, a minister can spend his whole ministry just preaching on the Lord's Prayer. And we'll never finish it. Because you can never fathom God.
Amen.
The love of God. Amen?
Amen?
So, what is the Lord teaching us in this third petition? We saw that he said, "That will be done in earth as it is in heaven." So now let's break it down one by one and see what is the earth. What is the earth? Now, is Jesus talking only about the earth cosmos? "That let be done in the earth." All right? You and I are the earth. All right, let's see something. Let's take Genesis 2, 7. Now, in Hebrew, okay, I didn't want to use a PowerPoint today so that it doesn't take too much time. But in Hebrew, the word Adama, okay, that's used in the Bible, Adama means ground or land, called Adama. But if you know,
as we're going to read, God took Adam from the dust. And because he took Adam from the dust, that's how Adam got his name. That means from the dust. Like potatoes, potato, in French, the French-speaking people can get it better. They call it pomme de terre. Pomme is apple, right? If you just say pomme, that's apple. But when you say pomme de terre, it's like apple of the ground. So in if you go to Israel, they call tapuak adama, like apple of the ground, all right? So that's how Adam got his name. It's not that it was something random that was just called Adam. Okay, let's take Genesis 2:7. Okay, and the Lord God formed man out of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils and the breath of life, a man became a living soul. Amen? Now, let's go again to Genesis 3:17. Genesis 3:17. Genesis 3:17. And unto Adam, he said, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten of the tree of which I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt not eat of it, cursed is the ground for thy sake. You see, Adam came from the ground. When God caused Adam, that curse that fell upon us by disobeying, it followed the ground because we are part of that earth. All right? But so that's why when Christ come and redeem us, the new earth we live in, as redeemed, you cannot have any more sin. A lamb can stay by a lamb. So you see that? We are part of that earth. He said, because thou shalt not eat of it, curse is the ground for thy sake. We are tied to that ground. Amen?
Amen?
Curse is the ground for thy sake. In sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. Thorn also thistles shall it bring forth to thee, and thou shalt eat of the herb of the field. In the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread, till thou return into the ground, for out of it was thou taken, for dust thou art, and unto dust shall thou return.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So now let's go again to Romans. Romans 9:8. Let's go to Romans 8:19. Are you enjoying it so far?
Amen.
Okay. Romans 8. So, as you see, you know, when you look at that, the mystery, what happened there, and when that happened, we lost, Brother Bram said, we lost our title deed. But the book didn't go to the devil. Amen? So God has to come. The only way this earth can be redeemed is that Adam. If you see what he said, What did the ground do to God? The ground didn't do anything to God. What did the animal do to God? That one didn't do anything to God. But for our sake, because all that came from the ground, since Adam being part of the ground was cursed, that's why God said, for thy sake. So God, to redeem that, the story of redemption, to redeem that, God has to come the second Adam. Amen?
Amen.
With no sin, has to come back and redeem the earth back. Amen? Okay, Romans 8:19. For the earnest, let's pass on anything. For I reckon that the suffering of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. You see, for the earnest expectation of the creature waited for the manifestation of the sons of God. Amen?
Amen.
For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who have subject the same in hope. Because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into glorious liberty of the children of God. You see, that's why God, Jesus, has to come the way he came. People say, but why can God just No. He has to come and undo what was done.
Amen.
Amen. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. And not only there, but ourselves also, which have the first fruit of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body.
Amen.
Amen. So, let me read something for you here from Brother Branham's. Brother Branham said, "On the deity of Jesus Christ, and God the beginning made the first man. He made him out of spirit. And spirit is invisible. It's an invisible part of man that you don't see. Now God made man in his own image." Are you listening to me? Congratulations, amen. All right. God made man in his own image. And God is a spirit, said the Bible. And the first man that was made had a government over all the creation, just like the Holy Spirit has government over the church today. He led the creation. He led the animals. But there was no man to till the soil, so God made man out of the dust of the earth. So if you look at creation, at the beginning you say, male and female, he made them. But you don't see anything there yet. That's the spirit form you don't see. And then later on, Brahman said, there's no man to till. And that's a God form him out of the dust. Amen? Are you enjoying it?
Amen.
Amen. I tell the Lord's Prayer is very, very wonderful. Amen?
Amen?
But there was no man to till the soil, so God made man out of the dust of the earth. And that man, he might have given him a hand like a monkey. He might have given him feet like a bear. Whatever he did, he just threw it together and made a man. But this man, he put this immortal spirit that never dies into this man, and he became more than a brute. He became a man. Amen?
Amen.
Where else can you go and hear this answer, this message? Amen? So, what is the will of God before Adam and Eve fell? So now the petition is that thou will be done in earth, which is us.
Amen.
Amen? And by us, it goes through the whole animal kingdom, the earth, and everything. We saw that we are part of the earth. When we are redeemed, the ground was cursed because Adam was cursed. We were cursed. And when we're redeemed, we redeem also the ground, right? And that's why I just read to you in Romans 8, all the creation waiting for what? For the manifestation of the Son of God. Everybody is groaning for that to happen. Amen?
Amen.
So now I will see what is the earth. Then the next question is, what is the will of God before Adam and Eve fell? Before Adam and Eve fell, God came down to have divine fellowship with them. Amen?
Amen.
Now I'm going to take you to the deep end now. All right, let me read here a quote here. Brother Branham said, and that's the reason God come down manifested in the flesh, and went to the very flames, the hottest of suffering, that he might bring us into fellowship with him, taking no thought of his own, not my will, thine be done. Amen. Amen. How that wonderful fellowship that we have with each other and with God. Now, God intended this fellowship. So what separated, what keeps men from having that direct talk like Adam did? That was the original perfect will of God, to come down and commune with his children. Amen? Amen. I've often thought that Adam, out in the Garden of Eden, knowing no sin, or Eve, his wife, beautiful son in the garden, and then Leo, the lion, will come up. And here comes the tiger, the great beast of the field, come up into this cathedral, kneeling on their knees. And even the beast didn't have any killing about them. There was no death nowhere. That was the will of God.
Amen?
Amen?
Amen.
All right. Now, Reverend said, now we know that Christ is here. Maybe you don't see him with your eyes. Maybe you don't. But through vision, I tell you, he's here.
Amen.
We will feel it. We know there's something here that our senses doesn't declare. It's the Spirit declares it, that Christ is here. I feel that he has redeemed us. I feel that our names are on his book. I believe that we've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb.
Amen.
I love you, and I know that you love one another. Oh, blessed be the tie that binds our heart in Christian love. The fellowship of kindred mind is like that above.
Amen,
like that above. We should always feel that way to one another. See, we must. We must feel that way to one another. See, because as we love one another, we love God. Can you hate your brother who you have seen and say that you love God who you have not seen? We must love each other. Greater love has no man than he that laid down his life for his enemy,
amen,
that they might become his friend. Oh, do you know that song? And Brother Bram goes to sing that song. Do you know that song, Blessed Be the Tie That Bind? Isn't it wonderful? Blessed Be the Tie. Will you give us a chord on that, sister, here? Just let it play a minute. What if it's over? What if the third pool coming up now is to preach to a lost soul? What if all the tapes are going to show forth now and we are in? Amen? And we are in. Wouldn't that be wonderful? What a fellowship. Oh, blessed be the tie that bind. Here's what it is. Our heart in Christian love. The fellowship of kindred mind is like, what was that fellowship? Fellowship of kindred mind, thy kingdom come.
Amen.
You see that such a last prayer? Brother Brown throating, but you never see that's what it is. I tell you, if you take the Lord's Prayer, you can fit anybody's ministry into that. And it will just be even part of it.
Amen.
Amen. So Brother Brown said, he's saying here, the fellowship of kindred mind is like to that. What was that? Fellowship of kindred minds. And then he goes, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. See, we try to make God a mascot boy, an errand or something. God, do this, do that. Jesus said, pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Then heaven is brought down to us. And we are brought up to heaven. And we are sitting in heavenly places now in Christ Jesus. We all believe that message to be the truth. That Jesus Christ, the Son of God, redeemed us.
Amen?
And Brother Bram said, and that's the reason God come down, manifesting the flesh, and went to the very flames, the hottest of suffering, that he might bring us into fellowship with him. Amen?
Amen.
So that is the original, when we want thy kingdom come, that will be done, is that we are praying that fellowship be be restored. Amen. That fellowship that Adam, Eve, and God they have, that's what is the desire. That's the utmost desire, should be the utmost desire of every Christian. Amen? Amen. Now, so the redeemed child of God, okay, want to be in the perfect will of God. Amen. And like I said, the perfect, you see, that's the reason why, now this brings us back into the statue of perfect men. When you go to the statue of perfect men, when we reach the last, the capstone come, it come on what? Brotherly love, that fellowship. The capstone couldn't come on nothing else. It has to come on brotherly love, the fellowship among brethren. And that's the reason of Brother Brown saying it's so important if you want that to another. We are trying to go back. That's the original will of God, is that fellowship. We have fellowship with him and fellowship one another in divine love. Amen. Amen. Now, as we saw in heaven, the angels, they are crying day and night, holy, holy, holy unto the Lord. And on earth, in us, what did Jesus tell us? Men ought to always pray. You see, so when you pray, when you say, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven, you see what you're trying to say? So then when our prayer life decreases, when we are doing things that take us away from being focused on God, I'm not saying we shouldn't go to work. We should go to work. But we begin to do things that take away the man of Christ from us. When we begin to do things that does not bring us close to God, then that we are out of that. Amen. Thy kingdom come. Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Amen. 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 Are you all enjoying it? Amen. So you know what the earth is, right? Amen. All right. Now, let me read something for you. So like I said, the Christian, then the desire of a Christian is always be in that perfect will of God. But as we know, all right, there's also the permissive will of God. Though we don't want that, we find ourselves sometimes in that permissive will of God. We don't want that. But we do find ourselves sometime in that. Let me read something here for you. Now, Brother Abraham said, all right, as Paul said, let me skip a little bit. I said, now, God has a permissive will, but I never like to walk God's permissive will. I want his perfect will. See, I don't want to walk secondarily. I want to know what he wants me to do, and I'll go do that. Amen. Reverend said here, we really believe that God never changes his mind about what he said. He always keeps his truth. But he has a permissive will. Now, there where the trouble lays, we try to walk on God's permissive will, and he will permit it. But also, if we take his permissive will, though it's not right, he'll make his permissive will work out together to glorify his perfect will. Because he knows we love him. A lover, he died for us. Amen? Amen? And you establish that relationship with God through the Holy Spirit, the paternity. Amen? We are his children. He's our father. So when we venture that permissive will, we are keep praying, oh, Lord, help me, help me. He will make, even though that's not what he wants for you, but he make it work for good. Amen? Brother Brown said, you got to be identified with Christ and his life living in you. That's when you identify with Christ, is when Christ lives in you. It isn't a ritual. It isn't belonging to church. That's all good. But you see, the real sincerity, when we come to the healing services, if you notice on the discernment in the line, is constantly tell people to repent. See, there you go, till our prayers have become a tradition. We kneel down at night and say, Lord, bless so and so, and bless so and so, and do this, and help John do all this. You make God a mascot, and you make him some kind of an errand boy. God, you do this, and you do this, and you do this. That's not the way Jesus told us to pray. He said to pray like this: Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. You see that those three, brother, don't stop there. Those are the part, that's the right approach to God. That belongs to him. Amen. That's his domain. Before you start asking anything else, those three petitions, you must be clear that you're on that. The brother said, but we try to order God what to do for us. And that's the reason the church is cooling off. Amen? Amen? That's why the great revival that just struck the land has put millions into the church. It's why they have got to a place that they are using these experiences and so forth as a tradition instead of being godly, sorrowful, and letting the Holy Spirit do the work of his office within you, and creating in you a new life, and making you so hungry to go to church that you can't stay away from church, then that's what it is. Not to sign tickets and join and have so much, is to have the life of Christ in you that you just longs to go. There is something within you. Amen. Amen. If you can go and listen to that message. I can read the whole quote in the message. Pardon, 63:10-28. Okay? I'll read one more. But you see, when they ask these things, ask for this, they don't ask, as Jesus said, we try to make God like Aaron Ball. Look, you do this for me, and you do this for me, and you do this. Go do that. Tell him what to do, Jesus said. And he goes to the prayer. Amen? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Okay, let me skip so I can get some time here. All right? Brother Bram say, when we are willing to say, that will be done, commit ourselves to him. Commit our ways to him. All that we are committed to him. That's when God will move. When you are willing to let him work on you, not you work on him. Right. Let him tell you, not you tell him and twist it around. Come to your system. Come to our system. Oh, Lord, make all of us Methodists, all of us Pentecostal, and rule over the rest of them. We want the genius. We want Pentecostal people. We want Methodists. Brother Bram said, that's not it. When we are willing to let God work on us, then we'll be done. Amen. I'm ending here. So, pray for me. I think I'll see you again. I'll see you back in March. But let me take a minute here to read something from the previous messenger, Wesley, what he said about this. He said that the angels, the angels of God do all the will of God, and they do nothing else. Nothing but they are absolutely assured is his will. They do all the will of God as he willeth in a manner which pleases him and no other. Yea. And they do this only because it is his will. For this end and no other reason. Amen. Amen. So, we are done here. Pray for me. God bless you. And I'll see you in March, God willing. Brother Tim will be taking over in February. And remember the tie that binds. You remember the fellowship. You remember that will be done. What is God's perfect will is for us brethren to fellowship with him. But how can we fellowship with him if we cannot fellowship with each other? So God bless you, and remember to be a blessing to one another. Let us pray. Dear precious Lord Jesus, we thank you. Father, we pray that may you bless us. And let Father help us, Lord, to have the right approach to you, oh God. Bless the oncoming service, bless the minister, and bless us all. And Father, let us all remember that we are your children, and give us always the right approach to you. We pray and ask in Jesus Christ's name, amen.